Dr. Amalia Gonyas-Malka. Welcome to Womanity, Woman in Unity, the show that celebrates prominent and ordinary African women's milestone achievements in their struggles for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, democracy, racism, socioeconomic class division, and gender-based violence. Joining us on the line today is South African middle distance running champion, the 2016 Olympic gold medalist 800-meter champion and multi-gold medalist Caster Semenya. She participated in the 2008 World Junior Championships and won the gold in the 800 meters at the 2008 Commonwealth Youth Games. She also won gold in the women's 800 meters at the 2009 World Championships, silver in the women's 800 meters at the IAAF World Championships in 2011. She qualified to represent South Africa in the 2012 London Olympic Games and went on to win a silver medal in the women's 800 meters. At the Rio 2016 Rio Olympic Games, she won a gold medal in the women's 800 meters. Welcome to the show. Competing at the forefront of international competition has given you unparalleled insight into what it takes to get to the top, and more importantly, how to stay there, as I mentioned in our brief introduction, tapping into some of your achievements. Do you think that some of the same principles relate and apply to life in general?
Oh, I think, obviously, as a sport woman, I think life is all about running for me. But when it began, it was more of football, because I wanted to be a soccer star. But obviously, you know, some of people, we believe more in a, you know, choosing individual, you know, sporting coach, because there's no one to be blamed if you lose. So, yeah, obviously it helps also with the status, obviously the personality, the morale, and also how, you know, you treat people, you know, so the respect and everything. So it has helped me to become a better person.
And one thing that you've just mentioned there, you were looking at, first of all, your ideal dream was going into the soccer space, which is most definitely a team-orientated sport, and then you elected to go into running as an individual. And when we hear about successful people, there's a tendency to think that those achievements happened overnight, but really we're witnessing the end result of years of hard work and discipline and dedication. Now, although you mentioned that running is an individual sport, behind the scenes, there's usually an incredible support structure backing the individual. Can you tell us a bit about your support systems?
Yes, I think it's all about, it's not with the family, it's, I must say, because without a strong support from the family, you know, you cannot really achieve anything. So, you know, it started whereby, you know, I grew up, you know, at home with six. So, you know, with six kids, you know, I'm a fourth born, so we all did sports. But unfortunately, it was only me who can, you know, do it better. My siblings are always there for me. They cheer me a lot. They want me to do better all the time. And as we check also in school, we have a good support system where I have a coach, I have a training partners, and I also have, like, and a good management team. And now, obviously, in the gym, I have good scientist, people who look after me. Yeah, and obviously, I just got married recently, so, you know, my partner, she has been there for me. Without her support, I don't think I could have been here before. And as I don't forget, you know, my fellow South Africans, you know, they've supported me through the thick and thin, and I really appreciate their support, and I always do them proud, you know. May God bless them, and I don't forget also, you know, fellow Africans. You know, they are there, you know, all the time, and the entire world, you know, they are there, you know, to support. So, obviously, with that support, you know, the success speaks for itself.
It sounds like there is a whole mini ecosystem surrounding you. So, from your fellow compatriots, the peers, through to your family, through to your partner, through to the coaching side, that it's not just about the physical, but it's also about the mental support too.
Yes, I think as an individual, it comes whereby you have to understand yourself better. You have to know what you want. You have to know what's best for yourself. So I think it's more for how I grew up. You know, my parents have played an important role in my life, letting me do what I think is best for me, for not judging, you know, what I do, but letting me do what makes me happy. Obviously, it helps me mentally where I don't really depend more on what my parents will say, but on what they, on the support that they have for me. So I think, I think that's why maybe I'm just extra, you know, ordinary person I am today because of how my parents raised me. So they raised me like a soldier, you know. They just told me, you know, in life, you know, you can't always make people happy, but you can make yourself happy. So, yeah.
Well, that sounded like great people from a discipline point of view and to help you maintain your focus.
Yeah.
Gaster, one of the questions that I consider from a sporting point of view, often when we look at female sports and men's sports, women's sports in general always receives less coverage. Men's sport has achieved iconic status. So whether that is in soccer being televised across nearly every country that exists, what do you think needs to be done to help elevate the profile of women's sports?
I think we as women, we need to come together, we need to form a union, because if you check in our men's support system, you know, everything is all about men. You know, if you check at the offices, you know, all businessmen, they come together and they support each other. So while in women's sport, we still lack that. I think if we as women, if we can, you know, go forward and, you know, support each other, then we come together, you know, we brainstorm, you know, to you know, to take a step forward for sports. I think that will help us a lot, because let's say, for instance, if all women we come together, then we contribute whatever we contribute, if we do have, and then we put it together, then we focus more on women's sports too, then obviously we'll be taken serious, then we will be more competitive, you understand? So it will be a balanced equation. So that's how I see life, you know. If we support each other, I don't think we can fail. But if we carry on like this, then, you know, we want people to feel, you know, sorry for us, sympathy. You know, we don't do anything about it. We can never be had.
So you're almost looking at trying to drive the change internally from the organization and from women competitors within the sports sector. What do you think about being able to increase media coverage, so to have more televised or radio broadcasts, and then through sponsorships with some of our, for example, leading brands or automotive vehicles?
I think also we still lack that in that, because we don't really have more of a sports managers, especially women. So it's only few who can manage. And obviously, it's all about creativity and also, you know, the future, you know, plans and all those goals. Because you have to understand that, you know, if you can check the definition of sponsorships, they want something in return. They want the exposure. Obviously, most of us, we still, you know, struggle a bit there and there, more of international competitions and stuff like that. Like I said, that thing, I think we need to establish something from down, from the rural, everywhere, so we can teach, you know, young ladies how to manage, you know, their times and everything. So how to manage ugly. I think if we can have that, we can have a very, very, you know, strong, you know, sports, you know, especially, you know, in women's side. So it's not like we can't do anything. It's just we don't have, you know, right people to manage and do well in them.
I think that's an important insight. Today, we're talking to Caster Semenya, Olympic gold and multi-gold medalist, South African middle distance running champion.
Hi, I'm Zonke Dikana, a South African Afro-soul musician, songwriter and producer. You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance.
You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, on frequency 9625 kilohertz on the 31 meter band, also available on DSTV channel 802. Today, we're talking to Caster Semenya, Olympic gold and multi-gold medalist, South African middle distance running champion. We would love to receive your comments on Twitter at Womanity Talk. In the previous segment, Custer shared some of her insights in terms of competing at the forefront of international competition and what it takes to get to the top and, more importantly, how to stay there. We also spoke about her endeavors primarily into soccer and then her foray into running, focusing on from an individual perspective. We spoke about some of the importance of support systems in the role of grooming and sustaining an athlete, both from a mental point of view as well as from a physical perspective. And we tapped into some of the needs in terms of elevating women's sports by trying to drive it from within through the establishment of female unions. Custer, this program is all about gender equality, and increasingly it's become more of a global focus. And as part of that, building female leadership is really important for the future of women, not only in South Africa, but around the rest of the world.
Yeah.
How do you see female leadership in South Africa, whether that is in the sporting environment, the political world, business world, just your general perspective?
Oh, I think we're doing well. We have a strong, you know, leadership, especially more women. I think we're doing well. It's just a matter of time of being, you know, competitive so we can, you know, take this thing forward so we can be taken seriously. Like I said, we still need, you know, to get around, you know, guide each other, you know, advise each other on how we can lead. Because if you check, we only have, you know, few, you know, leaders in South Africa, like Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma and, you know, Thuli Madonsela. We need people like that, you know, strong people who can lead us, you know, into victory. So, yeah, I think for me, we're doing well. We just need a little, you know, bit of time so we can get there.
And often I think when we've got role models like a Thuli Madonsela or an Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, they inject and they inspire our younger people to look up to people like themselves and understand what can be achieved.
Yes, I think that they make us believe in ourselves, because it's all about, you know, self-confidence and stuff like that. If you believe, you know, you can do it. So they make me believe, you know, I can do anything in this world. So that's what we need to teach, you know, the young generation. You know, they mustn't look down on themselves. They need to think big and aim big. So I think, yeah, that's the main thing.
I like that, thinking big and being able to help mentor our future women leaders. Now, turning towards more of a personal side, you attend the University of Northwest. You're a sports science student. And by doing this, you're joining the long line of athletes around the world who really believe that education is a key element for progress and self-development, no matter how many gold medals you win.
Yes, I am. Of course. Education is the key to success. Obviously, you know, as a sports person, I really have to understand myself as a human, you understand? I have to understand my physique, my human movement, and everything. So that's what we do in classes. So you understand, you know, sport in detail, not only because of running, but we do study a lot of sporting codes like tennis, golf, you know, hockey, swimming, gymnastics. You know, it gives a lot of opportunities. But, you know, sport is just a short career. You know, if you're lucky, you may stay, you know, about 20 years, you know, to 25 years. But if you're not lucky, you can take injuries. It also helps you, you know, to look after yourself, you know, health-wise, to alleviate injuries, you know, to eat healthy and stuff like that. And also, if you want to be a sports scientist, you can still study so it can be better to help others, you know, to improve, you know, their imbalances, weaknesses, you know, in their body. So also, in a sport performance, you know. So, yeah, you know, it's very important to study, not even only if you study sports science. You can still study, you know, accounting, you can study BCom, you can study law, you can study anything. You know, that's why they say without education, you're nothing, because you don't have that knowledge, you know, to present yourself to people. So you really have to learn all those kind of things. Also, it helps more in a, you know, mental state, you know, behavior-wise, how to respect others, and how to treat people. So that education is everything.
You're absolutely right. I totally concur with the merits of education and helping to uplift both from a woman's point of view as well as from a men's point of view on achieving equality and your success. And something that I wanted to tap into, which you mentioned, and I think a very important point and a very mature point, is recognizing that as a runner, as a sprinter, to stay at the top of your game competing in world sport, you actually have a short lifespan from a career point of view. And you have to look beyond that five-year term in terms of what the rest of your future will hold.
Yes, I think it's all about gathering the right people around you. You know, you have to, you know, surround yourself with, you know, people who motivate you, you know, people who push you hard. If you do wrong, they tell you the truth. So yeah, it's all about that. If you want to be the best, you have to, you know, roll up with the best. Because, like, for me, moving to, you know, Northwest University, it was more of a change. You know, I moved there when I was injured, so I didn't see changes where I was. Then when I got that signed, I got, you know, proper infrastructure, you know, people who look after my needs, you understand? So I think you need such things.
True, and I think it's also the partnership in terms of what works for you. You're giving back and you're also receiving the right balance.
Yeah, it's about the right balance. You're right there.
In 2010, I read an article from the business magazine, The New Statesman, which included you in their list of 50 people that matter in 2010, which subsequently, since then, you've now added several more gold and silver medals to your collection. You were chosen to bear the South African flag during the opening ceremony at the 2012 Summer Games. And as an international sportswoman, you've reached the top of your game. And as part of that, when we spoke about the role modeling of some of our political and legal leaders, you have effectively become a role model to young women and demonstrating to many women and girls in South Africa and across the world that with hard work and personal sacrifice, everything can be achieved. Can you please share with us where you draw your inspiration from?
For me, I don't know, I'm more just a different human, you know, I take it as it comes. So I think my role models, they inspire me, like Maria Mottola, she was one of my inspiration, and she's still, you know, my inspiration. I shaped on how she's, you know, the entire life, so actually her career, so I looked up to her, you know, since I was young. So she inspired me, so, you know, so much. I wanted to become, you know, not just to be like her, but just to be the best that I can be. So that's what I can give it to, you know, the young generation. They need to be the best that they can be. They don't need to be like us, but they can be better than us. You know, you have to focus more on your strengths and weaknesses. So that's why I think I've managed to be where I am today, not just because I think I'm better than anyone or I look down on myself, but that I believe I can achieve, you know, what I work for. So it's all about also long-term goals. So you look, you know, for 10 years where you want to be, and obviously in that 10 years, I was shaping up my career into, like, each and every 3 months. I have to improve in my training. I also have to be, you know, a graduate and stuff like that. I think, yeah, those are the things that you have to look up to. You don't have to imitate what I do. We don't really know what's behind the scene, how I live the life, but we only look at, you know, the achievements that we have. So, yeah, you just have to be the best that you can be.
And sometimes I like to see it when we've had the greats that have gone before us, like the Maria Mottolas. It's almost as though we're utilizing them, and you're standing on the shoulders of the giants that have gone before you. So it's leveraging off of their knowledge so that you are improving your game. And in turn, years to come, we're going to have other people standing on our shoulders doing the same thing.
Yes, yes. That's the plan, because we have to educate, you know, the young ones on how they can achieve, you know, their goals, how they can better their running styles and all those things. Now, they might not do it the way we do. They can do it better. So we just have to be there for them, to support them and make them believe that they can do it. Because, to be honest, you know, what we do is hard, because it's hard work. You sacrifice your time with your families. You know, you wake up early in the mornings, like at 5 o'clock, then you study your classes around 7. You knock off, like, around 4, then you go straight to training. So you really have to be, you know, dedicated, you know. You have to dedicate yourself for that. You have to be ready for everything, you know. It's a hard work. It's a lot of hard work.
And whilst we're talking about the inspirational angle, do you have a saying or a motto that you live your life by?
For me, it's just, you just dream it and do it. So nothing can stop you. If you look forward, you know, you can get that thing you want. You know, you look up the future, you can get it. You just have to dream it and do it.
Dream it and do it.
Yes.
I think that's a fantastic motto.
Thank you.
Today, we're talking to Caster Semenya, Olympic gold and multi-gold medalist, South African middle distance running champion.
Hi, this is Lira, South African Afro-soul singer and songwriter. You're listening to Womanity, Women in Unity, presented by Dr. Amalia Malka on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, a program that celebrates prominent and ordinary African women's milestone achievements in their struggle for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, and democracy.
You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, on frequency 9625 kHz on the 31-meter band, also available on DSTV channel 802. Today, we're talking to Caster Semenya, Olympic gold and multi-gold medalist, South African middle distance running champion. We would love to receive your comments on Twitter at Womanity Talk. In the previous segment of the show, we spoke about Caster's views in terms of gender equality, on how we could start building greater capability and seeing more of our female leadership, both within the South African context and around the world. We also spoke about the importance of education as an enabler for people's future. Turning towards, I suppose, more recent times, you've just returned from the 2016 Rio Olympic Games, where you won the gold medal in the women's 800 meters, which is extremely impressive in any form or standard, and I have to say I probably saw the clip at least five times. But that leads me to the next question. What's next?
For me, like I said, I still have like 10 years of career now. I'm looking forward to one of the 12 championships, where it includes about 5 in world champs, you know, about 2 Olympics and 2 Commonwealth Games and 2 Africa Games and about 4 African championships. So, yeah, those are my plans for now.
And in that space, are you still looking at the 800 meters, or are you looking at another event, track distances?
I think I still have, you know, about 6 years of running 800 meters. You know, it depends on the speed that I'll be, you know, still having. So speed will control me. If I can still be able to run, you know, under 157, you know, in 800 meters, that means I'll still stick on it, but I'll be playing around more on 400 meters and 1005 because I'm more of a sprint middle distance runner. So my plans lie more on speed.
Well, we hope that you continue to improve on those times so that you can continue your journey in the track, irrespective of the distance that you choose to run. Now, you, in this conversation that we've had, you're definitely somebody who has a longer-term focus. So if you've got or developed those plans for the future beyond your running career, what are some of your thoughts?
For me, I believe in development. So I want to go back to my province where I was born, in the province, where I want to start, you know, my own development, you know, foundation, something like that, where I want to develop more of middle and long distance runners, maybe something like a sports institute. Maybe it might grow bigger, maybe it can be, you know, Olympic training center. So it's one of those things, you know, that, you know, you want to do when you're a sports person. You know, I have a, you know, passion for sport. So, yeah, that's a plan.
And I think it's so important to give back, and that's exactly what you're going to be doing.
Yes, that's what they want to do.
Now, throughout the different radio programs that we've had in the show, one of the questions that I ask all my guests who've made tremendous achievements in their respective fields of expertise is about the factors that have contributed to their success. Some people talk about their parents, others talk about hard work. What would you say have been the key drivers for your success?
For me, like I said, I've mentioned earlier in this interview, it's the people who are around me, you know, my family, my supporters, you know, my spouse, my training partners, my coach, my management team. It's all about team. What I can say, Team Cobra, that's working.
Team Cobra.
Yeah.
Not Team Castor.
No, Team Cobra. Team Cobra, you know, it's everybody, includes everybody, you know, who are supporting me, everybody, even the haters, you know, we put them in there. So, yeah, everybody.
So your drivers, you're very people-centric, so your drivers are orientated around the individuals and the people that have helped propel you into success.
Yes.
Can you please share with us some of the important or pivotal moments in your life growing up and what influenced you in those years?
If I look into my childhood, you know, I grew up more around boys, you know, in the bush, you know. We have lived a rough life, you know, in the bush, you know, whatever happens in the bush stays in the bush. So I think my cousin, you know, I grew up with my family. So my cousin, you know, I think that the ones who have driven me to be, you know, a very, very tough person, because, you know, I grew up with boys where, you know, we look after, you know, sheep, cattle and stuff like that. I never wanted, you know, to do any lady stuff. So, yeah. I think my childhood, as long as I remember, I've done a lot of crazy stuff, you know, from the age. So I've done, you know, most of, you know, all sporting coaching. You know, I've tried karate, I've tried, you know, kickboxing, you know, I've tried, you know, cricket and stuff like that in the bushes. So my memories, you know, if I go back then, you know, I wish I can still do those things.
And what would you say has had the biggest impact on you to make you the person that you are today?
I think it's more for wanting to do better, you know, in life. You know, if you look at how we grew up, you know, we grew up in the rural, where we lack water, we lack, you know, electricity, you know, the roads are dusty, you know, they are rough. I think it was all about, you know, just changing, you know, my village to be better. You know, I wanted to be a great leader because I was like, I wanted to be a soldier actually, but I just told myself, when I grow up, if I can be a leader, I just want to make changes, you know, in this world. I can make the world better. So yeah, those are one of the things that, you know, have pushed me into living where I wanted to be, you know, a better person, so just to change other people's lives.
Well, I think you're living proof of that in terms of the inspiration to feed back into others, to aspire to not necessarily do exactly what you've done, but understand the challenges and how you overcome to be the person you are today. Now, what would you say has been the best lesson that you've learned throughout your career to date?
I think my lesson, it would be more of you know, taking off, you know, 5 years of not studying. I think I've learned a lot out of that because I realized, you know, I felt like I was more stuck, especially after, you know, having an injury after Olympics 2012. So it was like, okay, what if this league cannot work anymore? What am I going to do? And I hadn't completed my education, so that means I won't have a decent job. So obviously, my wife just, you know, pushed me so hard to go back to school. So I really, you know, appreciate her support and the love she has given to me. So those are the lessons that I have learned up to so far about life. I just know life is, you know, it's all about challenges. I like challenges. So I really love challenges. So then, but the lessons are more on, you know, dropping out of school than focus on my career. Then when I was injured, then I was just stuck in my room. I couldn't do nothing. So now I have to go back to school.
Well, we're very glad that you have, and it's going to pave the way for the rest of your future.
Yes, of course, just, you know, a few semesters away from graduation, so if I work hard for them, I'll also be one of graduated student athletes.
And when are you due to graduate?
Yeah, to be honest, if I finish my last 3 semesters next year, then I'll graduate 2018. Maybe I'll do my degree again. So, yeah, so it's just all about balancing life so I can be a great leader, too. Because like I said, education can be the best.
Absolutely agree with you. Today, we're talking to Caster Semenya, Olympic gold and multi-gold medalist, South African middle distance running champion.
Hi, my name is Yvonne Takataka, and I'm UNICEF and Rollback Malaria Goodwill Ambassador. You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity, a program that celebrates prominent and ordinary African women's milestone achievements in the struggle for liberation, self-emancipation, human rights, and democracy. A program against social ills such as racism, socio-economic class division, and gender-based violence. Womanity, Women in Unity, presented by Dr. Amalia Balka every week on this day at this time.
You are listening to Womanity, Women in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance, on frequency 9625 kHz on the 31-meter band. Also available on DSTV channel 802. Today, we're talking to Caster Semenya, Olympic gold and multi-gold medalist, South African middle distance running champion. We would love to receive your comments on Twitter at Womanity Talk. Now, lastly, in closing our conversation today, can I ask you to please share a few words of inspiration which you would like to pass on to the women in Africa who are listening to the show?
For me, what I can say to fellow South African, truly African women, what I can say is that they must just believe in themselves, they need to work hard. They must know their best, you know, beauty lies in their eyes and their, you know, their hands. So they need to use their hands, you know, to inspire others. You know, they have to give back to the community. They have to, you know, teach others so they can be better. So if they believe in themselves, I think this world will just be fantastic. You know, so yeah, it's just all about hard work and dedication, and also teaching the young ones, you know, to become a, you know, great leaders. So also unity, you know, it's all about, you know, uniting people, you know, to encourage kids to do sport, because sport unites people, as Madiba said. So, yeah, that's what I can say.
Thank you very much. I think that those are fantastic words of inspiration, and it also subscribes to the whole philosophy of our show, Women in Unity, to drive the success of women and equality ahead. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, ma'am. I really appreciate you, which best of luck for you.
And we wish you every success in the next leg of your career on conquering further championships, Olympics, and Commonwealth Games in the near future.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You have been listening to Womanity, Women in Unity on Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance. And we have been talking to Caster Semenya, Olympic gold and multi-gold medalist, South African middle distance running champion.